Hello and welcome to another mic check of Painfully Honest, and that's the train in the background, and I'm walking and talking today, so hopefully this goes a little bit better. Okay, so I decided not to delete that mic check. I kind of quite liked it, and I'm going to just keep rolling from here while I'm walking and talking. That's a new special edition episode of Painfully Honest, Walking and Talking. I'm your host, Philip Lee Whaling, and I don't know why I added the Lee all of a sudden, but here we are. So, today, I saw Green Book, which was really, really, really good. I really enjoyed it. I am a sucker for any kind of, like, hard-headed, stubborn personality turned, like, mushy, or where they are, you know, against each other at first, and then they become best friends by the end of it. It was really well done. I cried a few times, not gonna lie. And, it was just a very entertaining movie, and I was captivated the whole time. So, go see it if you can. If not, I mean, I'm sure it'll be on Hulu or something soon. So, that's that. There's my movie plug for the day. And then after that, I went to the park and walked around the park, and I was going to sit down and record this episode then, but there was someone was occupying the space. Excuse me. Was occupying the space, the only covered area, the pavilion, and it looked like it was going to rain, so I didn't want to get caught in the rain, and I didn't want to bother this person who was sleeping, and so I started walking back to where I parked my car and got caught in the pouring rain, absolute torrential downpour for about 15 minutes, honestly. I was slogging through it, and I was soaked to the bone. Completely wet shoes and socks. My shoes are still, hopefully they'll be dry tomorrow, but if not, I have another pair. But everything was soaked. I was worried my phone wouldn't work, but it seems like it's working okay right now, so that's good. My book was soaked. It was not good. Not a good time. But I did have a good thought while I was walking around and then back to my car from the park, which is I would like to go to places that I had a, I don't want to say negative experience, but I would like to go back, revisit places where I had any kind of disagreement or where I fixated on things that were ultimately inconsequential in the big scheme of things. So I'm not going to focus only on places where Morgan and I went, but that's what's like on my mind right now, and that's what's fresh. A lot of past experiences with other people, friends, family, exes, whatever, aren't as readily available to me. So I want to go back and kind of, because I don't remember exact scenarios, but I do remember how I was feeling in the moment, and I think I can kind of piece together backwards from there, like reverse engineer, like why I was feeling that way, and then I want to dissect that to understand what the true motive was. So when I went to the park, Morgan and I went there for the Orlando Balloon Glow, and I can't remember anything negative off the top of my head or anything that I was like, you know, making a deal out of when it wasn't necessary. But I do remember not enjoying the experience as much as I would have liked to. Like, looking back on it, I don't think I was fully present in the moment, which honestly, I think a lot of my situations, that's not a good word, a lot of problems that have arisen in my life have come from either dwelling on what's in the past or worrying about what's happening in the future and not fully experiencing the moment. And so I think that is one of the things that I was doing then. I remember she was a little, there's no good word for it. She was hungry, let's put it that way. And I know when I get hungry, I can get like antsy or a little bit short or whatnot. So she was very hungry, And I don't think I was being very accommodating or compassionate. And that's something that I've realized thinking back on certain situations, that I am not as compassionate as I think I am, or I'm not displaying the compassion. Because I do realize when I've acted without compassion or whatnot, and I don't want to say that I know in the moment sometimes that I'm doing that, but I know pretty quickly afterwards when I'm like, oh, well, shit, I definitely could have been a lot more compassionate, or I could have been a lot more kind or understanding. I'm very caught in my own perspective for the most part when it comes to me and situations that I'm in. So I'm great, and, you know, in hindsight, I'm great at looking objectively, or at least I think I am. I'm great at looking at other situations objectively, but only obviously through my own lens of logic. But when it comes to my situations and when it comes to the moment, I kind of lose focus or lack that perspective needed to see it from the other person's side. And I think that's caused a lot of trouble in my relationship and in my life. I think that there's a real, just in my small circle, like a lack of compassion sometimes. So I really want to be more aware and on top of that, because, I mean, you really don't know what anyone else is going through. And I know for me personally, when I've had a bad day and then someone, you know, isn't giving me what I need or being accommodating in a reasonable way. I'm not asking people to bend over backwards for each other, because I don't think that's healthy, but I do think that we should at least have this like base level of being nice, especially the people we love. Like, I am so, some of these situations that I'm remembering, I'm so confounded why I would treat someone that I care about that way, and why I would treat myself that way as well. That really, it's just like illogical to me, and kind of, it blows my mind, honestly. I'm just shocked at some of my behavior. And in the moment, or, you know, without looking back on it, I don't even really realize what I'm doing, or that I'm being anything other than, you know, what I think, compassionate or kind or loving or selfless and whatnot. But in reality, I, in those situations, have been selfish and like unyielding and not, it's so much to explain without going into great detail and going into certain situations and just going piece by piece with them, and I don't really want to do that. I'm trying to go over it a lot more generally and just get the main points of what I was feeling, what I thought I was doing, and what I was actually doing in the moment. And I know that might be a little too general. I'm not sure, actually, because it makes sense in my head, so I'll listen back to this episode and see how it sounds, and then I'll do some, not recanting, but adding to it later, next episode, and hopefully it'll be more clear, because I think it's a really good thing. I'm not doing it to beat myself up or dwell in the past or anything like that, but I think it's important to learn from the past and learn from those situations, or else you're going to keep repeating them over and over again, stuck in the same cycles. And I don't want to do that. I'm tired of being stuck in the same cycles. I don't want to keep falling for people that aren't 100% available, if that makes sense, because I feel like that's kind of been a pattern of mine, whether I'm the person or the person I fall for is, because it kind of goes back and forth. So I want to like learn from these situations so I don't have to repeat them, because once is enough. And I don't mean that in any kind of negative sense. I just mean it in the sense that some of my past experiences seem so similar that, I mean, how have I not caught on by now? You know, it's just, it's almost like I'm wanting to do this. And on some level, I'm sure I am, like subconsciously or whatnot. But consciously, I don't want to go through like a heartbreak. I don't want to be feeling like this. I mean, I feel good for the most part and overall. But then when I kind of think back onto things I did or, you know, that Morgan and I aren't together, that makes me sad. And I don't, like, let the sadness overwhelm me. I do acknowledge it and then kind of, like, let it go. And, you know, if it comes back, I try to just reframe it into just being grateful for what I had when I had it, you know? And that's, I feel like, all I really can do. I don't know what else I can do except for get better than what I was. And yeah, that's the moral of today's story. And I'm meeting up with my so the girl I dated before Morgan, seriously, and we lived together. I'm meeting up with her on Thursday. She finally talked to me, and I shouldn't say finally. She talked to me after all this time, which I'm grateful for, because I don't want to say I like completely forgot about it, but I definitely still in the back of my head, I was like, okay, well, this girl's like still bitter and doesn't feel great about how I was. And you know what? I didn't feel great about how I was. And I'm sure that caused some complications in everything from then on, you know? So it'll be nice to see her and just catch up and talk. And I don't know, you know, rehash, because I'm just grateful to be friends with my exes. Oh, I don't want to say that. I feel like if you love someone, if you truly love someone, you never stop loving them. Just maybe the context of that love changes. And so it would just be nice to see an old friend, you know, because I guess I've only had two really, really serious relationships, because I've dated people for like, you know, a good amount of time here and there. And I've had a few like longer relationships, but I've never like lived with someone even semi-successfully until my last ex. And then I never really felt like I was dating my best friend until Morgan. So there's always been like a little piece of the puzzle missing. And I feel like that's why I'm taking this so harshly, because we were hanging out all the time, and we were, in my mind, she was my best friend. I don't know if I was her best friend. I'd like to think so, but who knows? I don't know anymore. I can't keep like assuming things, because it's gotten me where I am now, you know? So she was my best friend. I feel like I could tell her anything. I liked spending time with her and doing absolutely nothing. I felt like things were easy between us, and I realize now that I made a big deal out of things that didn't need to matter. Some of them, like all of the things mattered to me in the moment, but now I realize that some of those things, most of those things were on me and not on her. So, excuse me again, not only am I getting choked up, but I'm burping. So that's something I'm having the realization of, which is great. I'm glad it's now and not later. And who knows? Well, this has been painfully honest. I've still been Philip Lee Whaling the second. I'll throw that one in there. And I love you all. Thank you for listening. And I hope you have a good morning, afternoon, night. Whenever you listen to this, maybe it's in the middle of the night and you can't sleep. Who knows? And yeah, love you. And if you're listening, how about you call in? let's talk about something. That'd be super cool. I can start adding people's call-ins to the show and whatnot. And yeah, let's open a little dialogue. I guess when is a time that you made a bigger deal out of something that didn't really matter? And how do you feel about now? Or how did you get over it? All right, cool. Hopefully I'll hear from someone. All right, have a good night. Bye.